Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Commanders, losers of 6 in a row, 7 of 8, finally getting some good injury news today. Noah Brown's 21-day window has opened. Will Harris's 21-day window at safety has opened. So they're going to be a lot healthier against Denver. And for everybody who's been fearing, why bring Jaden Daniels back to play with nobody? That's not really the trend here. And it actually seems like they'll be the healthiest they've been possibly since the start of the year for the final stretch, assuming there aren't more injuries around the corner, which with this team, you never know.
I was going to say, yeah.
But here's my question. We can open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. When do we think he plays? Is this now a certainty? If you're coming back and you're practicing today and you're doing more on Wednesday, even though you haven't been cleared for contact, that there's just enough time between now and December 7th, a week from Sunday, against the Vikings in Minneapolis, that we should assume he's cleared? Or could this be, even though they're not calling it this, he wasn't on injured reserve where you open up like a 21-day window. Could this just be the beginning of like the infancy, very beginning stages of let's work him back into the flow. Let's see how long this takes. Let's see where we're at in 2 weeks. I mean, if you've lost 8 straight games and you've lost to Denver and Minnesota, and now there's only 4 games left and he is cleared for contact, do you reassess at that point or do you just bring him back and have him play? I don't know that it's as simple as what I thought when I read the Schefter report originally. That he's going to practice, but he might not play Sunday. Well, he's definitely going to play against Minnesota. Dan Quinn didn't necessarily say that, did
right.
he?
No. But they've done this where they've left it very open because now there's not as much urgency for it as there might have been if it was still a competitive portion of the season. In other words, if you're playing a couple of divisional games and you're a game out, it's like, when? Now it's to kind of to your point that you just made, nobody's sitting there going, you know, with a stopwatch going, can we do it now? This is much more judicious. Let's be more careful. And it's also not a soft tissue kind of injury, kind of deal, right? Where it's like, let's see how the hamstring responds this day. Let's see how the quad or whatever with McLaurin responds to this practice. And then if there's a setback or if he's not recovering very well, and it's like, okay, clearly we can't do it. I mean, they tried to ramp up Noah Brown a couple of times. And the answer was no. Then he went on IR. This is different than that. This was like, you know, more like a broken bone. I mean, I know it wasn't, but it was more like that than kind of a soft tissue thing. So this might be a little bit more definitive, but to me, this always, as soon as I saw the Schefter report, it stood to reason, not this weekend, but next weekend, we need a little bit of time to get him on the grass for some actual practice before he goes out there.
We'll get to the calls on this in a second. 800-636-1067. I see you guys lining up now. The question is, you know, when do you think we see him again? I assume by his willingness to come back ASAP, the fact that he's scratching, clawing, fighting to get back on the field, obviously, that it's going to be hard for them to keep him from doing everything a million miles an hour and slowing him down, which isn't to say that he gets to call the shots. But if he's healthy and he's demanding to play, it's very different than if he's healthy and he's going, I don't know, guys, really, the end of the year, lost season. And most players aren't going to be doing this, but you could be real behind the scenes and say, there's 3 weeks left. We don't have any receivers. Like, you sure it's the best idea? He's the opposite of that. As Herm Edwards told us correctly, he wants to play. This guy's going to want the ball. So I think Minnesota's probably the target date. Now, here's what's interesting about that. The Broncos have an elite defense. They are number one at sacking the quarterback. I think they're the best defense in the NFL. So, inadvertently here and kind of accidentally, I think it's a blessing in disguise that you don't have to bring Jaden Daniels back against the Denver Broncos defense, which is, when this season is done, I'm telling you, they will end up ranking number one in a bunch of categories. But they sacked the quarterback on like 14% of dropbacks.
It is staggering. Again, they came into the weekend with 15 more than the second place team, and the second place team has 15 more than the 25th place team.
Crazy.
Like, it's they're lapping everybody.
But Minnesota is not a bad defensive team either.
No, they're good.
And so when you look at them, that's the number seven defense in the NFL. They're number seven at getting to the quarterback. They're number 12 against the run. They're much more susceptible, I'd say, for some explosives against the pass. But you're facing the number one and the number seven defense in the NFL the next 2 weeks. So if it works out that maybe it's not till after Minnesota and you come back for the Giants, at least it's a much softer landing spot. But you're not going to be able to kind of guard against it anyway, because the Eagles' defense is awesome. Yep. You're playing them twice. And Dallas's defense is just okay. But they are way better post-trade deadline than they were when you last saw them. Let's go to the phones. Elijah's in D.C. What's up, Elijah? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
I like him coming back, playing, getting onto the field. That's going to be nice. But for me, having him around the facility and still just building the reps that's required, because for me, it isn't just a physical thing. I know that he's capable of going out there. But when you're talking about holding on the ball, I'm not afraid of him holding on the ball that he's going to hurt himself. I just feel like his style of play, holding on to the ball, it just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's just some risk that we can't account for, that it's just it's not impossible, but you just got to be careful. So what is going to be the looks that, or the decisions, or how they're going to employ the offense with him moving around? So I think it's going to be cool. You bring him back, and if he shows himself ready, then yeah, you roll with him, just because that's what he's there for.
Well, so here's the question though, Elijah: when do you think we see him?
I think you see him, like you said, the Vikings game, if he is ready, and everybody's idea of ready may look different. So I would like to see him around there, maybe Dallas, but, at this point, putting him out there is going to help him, but we just have to understand that we're doing it for the correct reason.
Thanks, buddy. You can call us 800-636-1067. So Elijah just said something compelling there. He said everybody's idea of ready looks different, maybe. Should it? I mean, isn't it really cut and dry and really simple here?
In this case, it should be.
Is he 100% healthy? And, B. Mitch or other players I've heard say this. Brian, last week I heard on the radio at one point, bring up, when you start a season, you're never 100%. We've all heard that axiom, and I totally get that. It's too physical, too violent, too many shots. Okay, so it's not 100%. But there's a binary. You're either healthy or you're not. You get a clean bill of health from a doctor that you're not compromised. you know, that you are not at risk of further injury. That elbow, you could go out and you could take the ball in your left hand and throw it. You could do push-ups. You can do pull-ups. You know, whatever health looks like in that regard, when he's there, then you play. Like, that, there's not a whole lot more to it than that, right?
Yeah. I know it's, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but it's something that you can kind of hide behind where you go, no one's healthy. Okay, well, does it mean you can play a dude with a broken leg? Does it mean you can play a dude with a torn ACL? Does it mean you can play a dude with a sprained ankle? At what point, right? I mean, there is an understanding here. Just because nobody's 100%, I need it to be, there is nothing you can't do. There's nothing you're worried about, right? Can he step into a throw where you have good mechanics? If his elbow is ginger on his non-throwing arm, he doesn't feel like he can. Do you know that Dak Prescott hip snap thing that he does? Like he's listening to like samba music or whatever before the game. If you can't fully rotate and have your left arm drive towards your target, like you're throwing a baseball or throwing the football the right way because it's a little tender, your mechanics are bad. Bad habit. That's compromised. I know he's not 50% healthy or 75%, but it's also the, no one's healthy. I understand that. But again, it's about compromise.
Yeah.
And if there isn't any, then that's it.
But does anybody think, really? I mean, all the folks that have called in over the last few weeks, and we'll open up the phones on this now, 800-636-1067. Are there people out there who really believe that this group would put this guy in harm's way, at risk, with an injury, not healthy, and they would just have him out there with a banged up elbow at 3-8, or in this case, probably after the Denver game, 3-9? Why? And where does that rationale come from? That you don't think that Adam Peters, whose job is going to be made or broken by Jaden Daniels in the years ahead, yeah, by Dan Quinn, whose success as a head coach and his possible last opportunity is going to be made or broken by Jaden Daniels, on what planet do you think they would rush him back and ask him to play while compromised and not healthy? I can't even wrap my head around that thinking. Like, what is that logic that people think, yeah, I just don't know, these guys shouldn't push it? The group that has done the opposite of that all season long with this guy at every single turn, that is, you know, when he wanted to play soon after his knee injury, made him sit out another couple of weeks, why would you think they would push it? That's the part I don't get. Shut it down crew, as if to say, like, you've never looked at the elbow. Mm-hmm. You're not a doctor. You have no idea what's going on in the building, but yet you're telling them what to do with this guy
who is
being evaluated every single day.
It's a fair question. This is my best guess at it. Okay. Yes, it's got a little bit to do with the past, but knowing how short-term thinking coaches are in general, they're not long-term thinkers by nature. They're not supposed to be. It's like, how do I get the next play in? How do I win this game? What do I do here? That you're desperate to make it look better. You're desperate to save some face because the locker room, again, I'm just playing this out, is nothing's going great. And all your rhetoric now looks empty and stupid and eye rolling and cornball. And you're hoping that you win another couple of games, you validate some of it. So there's maybe a more desperate hour here. If you're looking at your watch going, for me, I don't care. Get me the higher draft pick so somebody wants to trade for it. They don't think that way. They're doing football cowboy stuff and, hey, let's give our blood this week to see if we can get one more win out of it. And the guy that gives you that best chance and is the most exciting is Jaden Daniels. So I think maybe that's the underlying fear there. Again, I don't think that's this group, but I've seen enough dysfunction before where it would make sense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.